Okay, we had a question from Ahmed. She was asking about a very common issue during Ramadan, the number of the Taraweeh Raka'at. According to one of the most prominent scholars of our time, Sheikh Al-Albani, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said that the Sunnah is to pray 11 Raka'ats, and to pray more than that and stick to that is an act of bid'ah, as his opinion is.
Yeah. And he relied on a hadith, a sound hadith, which is narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She reported that the Prophet ﷺ never exceeded 11 rak'ahs in his tahajjud, in his qiyam, in his night prayer, whether in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. And that doesn't mean that praying extra is prohibited. The sunnah that a person can just stand and pray as many rak'ahs without even an exact number. As long as by the end he would just make sure that he would pray an odd number rak'ah, which is the witr, and the prayer is invalid. As far as the dispute between the scholars concerning 21 rak'ah taraweeh or 11 rak'ah taraweeh, simply, and take it from me, and you don't have to puzzle yourself. If you're praying in a masjid next door to you, which is praying 21 rak'ah, follow the imam to the end. That's better in case that you want to preserve the entire reward of praying the entire night. Because the Prophet ﷺ says in another hadith, that whoever joins the imam until he's done with his prayer, the entire night prayer, until he's finished, even with watr, that will be considered for him as qiyamul layl, standing all night in prayer. So why deprive yourself from such a reward by just abstaining from continuing with the imam? But if he happened to have another masjid which is praying only 11 rak'ah, that of course would be better. So do not make it an issue of conflict or fight or dispute. You can pray 11 rak'ahs, and if the imam is praying more than that, join the imam if you want to preserve the entire word of praying at night.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. And actually, I know for surety that one of the closest students of Sheikh Al-Bani himself says if, the same thing. If you happen to be praying behind an imam, then follow the hadith that you mentioned many times in the in this program. When you pray behind an imam, or the imam is there, so that you follow him. So yeah. You follow your imam.
You preserve the reward of qiyamul layl. Mm-hmm. But if you pray with him and you quit before he's finished, of course you don't get the reward because he did not fulfill the first part of the equation. The Prophet ﷺ said that you pray with the imam until he finishes.